This is New York Game Day on 98.7 ESPN.
Me and, of course, Matthias Kiwanuka, now part of our New York Game Day team. Jordan, good morning. It's here. Week one, dude. How you feeling?
Let's go. Kiwi, welcome, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's going to be a fun year.
It is going to be fun. All right, let's dive right into it. Everybody wants to know the biggest topic is Saquon Barkley. So fill us in. What's the latest? And you know, even if he does play, how many snaps do you think he's going to get? How will he be utilized? Break it down for us, Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, it's been the Giants' plan since the start, you know, to try to get him back for week one. That's been his goal. And he's going to play. He obviously practiced. Now, he hasn't taken a snap in a game yet, so this will be his first real game action, the first time. And I know people are like, they don't, and Kiwi, you understand this. People think that guys tackle to the ground in practice all the time. Like, that's not how the NFL works.
Oh, no.
Saquon Barkley has not been put on the ground. Like, he has not hit the ground yet. So you have to remember that. He has not gone to the ground at all. Like, I doubt anyone's even bumped him to the ground at any point yet. You know, or he slipped and fell on the ground because of contact.
I bet you if somebody had hit him to the ground, they probably wouldn't be in that building right now.
Now, you're probably right on that. That's how these things work. So this is going to be bringing him along slowly. And I think if you look at, say, him playing 20 to 25 snaps, getting about 10 to 15 touches, I think that's a realistic range for him. It has always been the Giants' goal to, when they bring him back and when he came back early this season, to use him judiciously because they don't want a guy who hasn't played in a football game since week two of last season, 11 months, and had this major surgery. They don't want him to go in there and have, you know, play 40, 45 snaps. He's obviously not going to play the 50, 55, 60-ish snaps that he you know, you're used to seeing from Saquon Barkley. So the idea is to bring him. And also the Thursday night game next week is an interesting twist to this, right? Because you're coming back from a major injury. And this is for anyone. I mean, to go out and play two games in 4 days, really, that's a tough ask. So I think that it's even more so means that, you know, the Giants will be very light on using Barkley. And you'll probably see more Devontae Booker. I was just doing projections for touches and receptions and stuff, and I had Booker with more touches and snaps than you'll see from Saquon Barkley.
I think you're 100% right about that, playing two games that quickly back-to-back. When you're playing in the NFL, you get a sense of how many days you have to recover. So you get a routine of, okay, on this day I should feel like this, on this day I should feel, and then right around this day I should be good. When you get that game thrown at you really quickly, I mean, it's all you can do when you're not coming back from a major injury to get out there and to feel good. So, I understand that. I agree with you on that one.
What would you have thought if you had suffered, if you had, like, tore you? Did you ever tear your knee?
I never tore my knee. I did an MCL in college. I was fortunate enough. I did the broken ankle the year we won the Super Bowl, and I was out, you know, just indefinitely. And then I had the neck injuries
and all this.
But I never had the ACL injuries that these guys have had. So I don't know.
When you broke your ankle, what would you have thought about coming back and then your first game back having to play two games in 4 or 5 days?
I would have done it. To be honest with you, I was that guy. Like, I would have 100%. That's what I was saying. He needs somebody else to pull him back. Like, as soon as I step on that field, you take your Toradol shot. Well, back then, you took your Toradol shot, you ran out there, and you just play through it. You don't think about it until, you know, a couple days later when that Toradol wears off. So that's why these guys need somebody on the sidelines, like a Ronnie Barnes, who's going to say, look at how he's limping, pull him out.
Right.
Again, Jordan Renan joining us on 98.7 ESPN New York Game Day. Saquon and Booker, we know where you stand there. Let's talk on the defensive side of the ball, because I feel like we spend so much time talking about offense because of Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. But listen, right. This Giants defense,
the
they're good.
Unit.
They're good. They're good. Right. But the Denver Broncos defense, they're good. Like, I'm expecting, like, and we'll give our predictions at the end of the show, but I'm expecting like 17-10, 20-10, 20-13, something like that. If that, kind of break down this defense for us and what you think this expectation is for the defense going up against. Listen, I know Teddy Bridgewater, no bells and whistles, right? He doesn't like, you know, he doesn't like move the world for anyone, but man, Jordan, there's a ton of weapons at his disposal, and I can't wait to see what Javonte Williams is going to do today. So, you know, talk about this Giants defense, Jordan.
Yeah, the thing with Javonte Williams, this is a good defensive front for the Giants. So if you want to run against them, and I think this is where Javonte Williams might be able to have some success, it's usually, you know, to the edges. You're not just going to overpower Dexter Lawrence and Leonard Williams on the interior on a regular basis. And, you know, they have Austin Johnson and Danny Shelton there, too, two, you know, big guys as nose tackles. So, you know, if you want a power run against the Giants, that's not the way to go. They have a good defense. If you look at it, they were a top 10 unit right around there last year, depending on the metrics you want to use. And you know what? The argument easily could be made that it's a better unit. I mean, think about it. They lost Dalvin Tomlinson, right? But that's a spot I think that they can fill in with the two guys I just named. They added a number two cornerback, which they didn't have last year, in Adoree Jackson. Now, he's coming off an ankle injury, but still, I mean, he's a significant upgrade compared to what they were putting out at that spot last year. And same with Lorenzo Carter, even though he's coming off an Achilles injury. Azeez Ojulari. The Giants were basically operating without any edge rushers last year. I mean, seriously, if you think about it, there was games where Nico Lalos and Trent Harris were some of these guys playing on the edge at outside linebacker. They're on the practice squad right now. Like, but they had nothing left at the position. Like, that's what they were operating with. And that secondary is very good. The front is very good. Blake Martinez, a really solid player in the middle. So, you know, Denver, while they have a lot of weapons, they're going to have trouble moving the ball against this unit because Patrick Graham is a damn good defensive coordinator. And he does a lot, schemes up a lot to make things difficult for the opposing defense.
Now, one thing that nobody's talking about, last question before I let you go, nobody's really talking about this, and that's Pat Shurmur is the offensive coordinator for the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
So, like, nobody's talking about it. Like, talk about, like, we're sitting here, there's so many revenge games today, right? Like, but, you know, have you sat back and marinated in that for a minute, that Pat Shurmur is...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hey, don't think for a second that Pat Shurmur doesn't want to come in here.
Oh, of course he does.
He was not happy with the way that all went down.
Mm-hmm.
That he thought that the talent level that was there was insufficient that he was working with. And he's probably not wrong about that either, let's be honest. I mean, he didn't have much chance to win with those teams, and that wasn't going to happen. Now, it didn't go well. We could all agree on that. But, yeah, Pat Shurmur coming back. I mean, he's a good offensive coordinator, though. I think that's what you have to realize is that, you know, he's been good in that role in the past, and he still does a very good job. And if you think about it, the Giants' offense last year, which was 31st in the league, I don't think Pat Shurmur hasn't thought about this, right? Their offense was awful last year, 31st in the league. They didn't get a lot out of Daniel Jones. Well, look at the year before where Pat Shurmur had pretty much the same offense, especially when Saquon Barkley was out and were struggling with that ankle injury, and he got a heck of a lot more out of Daniel Jones.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun game. I like the under at 41.5. We'll see how it plays out. Jordan, excited to have you on. You and Rich Cimini are going to be a part of the show each and every Sunday morning. We're thrilled about it. Thank you, my friend. Enjoy the game.
I look forward to it. I'm excited. Week one is like one of these, like, you know, unofficial American national holidays. I know everyone can just sit on the couch and enjoy it. It is a great day. I'm very excited for
this. It's beautiful out. It's beautiful
great
out.
To
Jordan,
have you on.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Again, that's your Giants update brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey.
This is New York Game Day on 98.7 ESPN.